With me in the studio is Mark Berquist in a new role here at the Hayward Community School District. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your new role, if most listeners aren't already aware of it. You are now the superintendent of the school district. How's it been going so far this summer?
So far, so good. We're about three and a half weeks in. Definitely some new challenges going on and looking forward to those, but it's been a good start.
What are some of your visions for the school district? When you came in and you took the position, you must have had some sort of a vision of where you'd like to bring the school district in the next couple of years.
Yeah,
or the next 10 years, whatever.
I think a lot of superintendents or people in leadership sometimes like to come in and put their own brand on something. And we'll certainly do that in our case as well. But Mr. Olson had done a fantastic job leading us in what I believe is a good direction. And so it's not necessarily wholesale changes.
Right.
But just continuing to do some of the things that he had led as initiatives. And again, I'm not the same as him. We're going to do things a little differently, but I would not expect a lot of wholesale changes right now.
Some pretty big shoes to fill.
Oh, for sure. And he was very good to me, and I think he did a lot of great things for our district.
Yeah.
And you know, that being said, we'll see some tweaks along the way. We'll still go in the same general direction, but we may alter that path just slightly here and there.
So as we're facing the next school year coming up here in, just a short couple of weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, I think new staff reports on the 17th and the rest of the staff on the 18th of August. And like you had said earlier, we're seeing back-to-school sales out in retail stores, and it's starting to become real.
Yeah, I bet. What were some of the summer projects that were happening in the district? Are all the building improvements done with, or are we still looking at little tweaks here and there?
Yeah, actually, we have a meeting here this week with Krauss Anderson to wrap up and make sure that all of those little things that have maybe been hanging out are accounted for, and whether that's, you know, the role of Krauss Anderson or the school district, just so we can have a clear break as to who's taking care of what. So that's one thing for sure we're getting wrapped up here, hopefully this week. Just left the office, and we're going through our annual audit. Yeah, that piece is getting wrapped up here this week, and looks good there. All signs point to that going well. So there's some of those, you know, I guess business things going through the school right now.
Yeah. How has the new changes with the community education department, is that moving along and things are picking up as far as what they're doing?
I actually met with Meredith Ingbritson this morning about some of those, and we're looking at some potential changes along the way. It sounds like our memberships continue to grow, and the summer programming has gone well. Looking as we get back into the school year, what those times are for community members to come in, and where's the school stuff fit. But that looks like it's on the right track, going the right direction as well.
Yeah. Things are going well with the new athletic center changes with the Tamarack Health facility and stuff.
Yeah, we have some kids in there all the time.
Yeah.
You know, a certain group of kids will come and play basketball. They'll get their weightlifting in. I think our regular student session for weightlifting is Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays from, 6:30 to 7:30 or 8. And we have some participation going there. Like to see a few more kids coming in. And we're a week and a half away from, you know, fall sports jumping into their season. So we'll see an increased use of that facility, I think, when the fall sports, you know, begin here in early August.
Let's talk a little bit about the elementary and intermediate schools. How are they sitting? Are they ready for the school year? Because I know you work out of the high school building, so you're probably familiar with a lot of stuff there. But what's happening at the intermediate and elementary levels?
Yeah, so my background has always been in the high school. I taught there for a number of years, was the assistant principal in that building, so I know that one a little bit better. I've been in contact with both the primary and intermediate school principals, and I think staffing-wise, we're looking really good. We're solid on that, so incoming students are all going to have somebody in front of the classroom. And we feel good about our summer hires right now. They've been pretty solid from what we know. Building project stuff, you know, the primary school was finished up earlier than the rest, and so that's good.
Yeah.
Intermediate school is on track. That's looking solid, and our staff is responding well to some of those initiatives that the principals have going for the year.
Anything else from a school board level that you'd like to mention at the most recent school board meeting? Anything there that's mention worthy?
Well, summer is a little bit slower time for not only school district employees, but also for our board. And our meetings have gone a little bit quicker. There's just a little bit less going on there. Board initiatives have been going smoothly. Not a lot of new information there to report either. It's kind of status quo as we just move into this new school year.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the new job. Welcome. I would say if you were outside, welcome to the new school district. But like you said, you've been here for a number of years. So best of luck in the school year coming up.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a great year. We're looking forward to getting rolling and moving on with the 25-26 school year.
Awesome. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate your coming in.
Yeah, no, I appreciate being here. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
This was the first of many conversations with the new superintendent of schools at the Hayward School District, Mark Berquist. You can reach him by email by sending it to mberquist, B-E-R-Q-U-I-S-T, at hayward.k12.wi.us. Or you can simply call the community school district office at 715-634-2691. That's 715-634-2691.